You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuis, and this is Sports Voices. And as always, we are here with Bob Eye from Fox 56.
We are back.
So how are you, sir?
I'm great.
Great.
Good busy sports week.
Yes, it's warm out. We're going to talk some baseball.
It was warm this week.
Yes.
Next week, we'll see.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, baseball. Rail Riders are back, right?
Okay, they are.
And they have some of the top prospects, not only, you know, hitting, but also pitching. And I talked to two of them this week.
Okay.
One was Elmer Rodriguez from Puerto Rico.
Right.
And the other was Carlos Lagranier from the Dominican Republic. Both 22-year-olds.
Okay.
Both throw really good pitches. Now, Rodriguez has a good fastball in the mid-90s, throws six pitches in all.
Okay.
One of the top picks of Boston years ago.
Okay.
And in fact, when he was drafted, he was one of the youngest drafted ever, 17 years and 11 months. So that was with Boston. Then he came over to the Yankees a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Lagranier throws 102 miles an hour.
Wow.
That's right.
Okay.
102 miles an hour, and he's hit the radar gun at PNC Field twice or a couple times already.
Okay.
And they're both still kind of finding their way through AAA and some of the better hitters in the league. But again, they are the second and third prospects in the Yankees organization.
Okay. We're going to hear from Elmer Rodriguez.
My draft year, like, I remember that, yeah, I used to be a good pitcher. I used to throw hard. I had throw strikes and all that. But at the same time, I remember my mechanics were really off. So, you know, by that time, I seeked help, for a professional pitcher. Like, and ever since I've been with them, and it's like, I've been fortunate, have people like along me training all that, that, have helped me and just understand, what it is being a pitcher and, being a starter and just, everything that goes into being a pitcher, and it helped me just develop to where I am right now and just trying to keep going.
One of the reasons I think that a lot of people come to see these games is to see the prospects, is to see the people who can make it up to the big leagues. And that's got to be a draw this year, I would think.
Absolutely. And for years we've said, oh, where are the Yankees' top prospects? Well, they're also young. Well, now they're of age.
Right.
So, yeah, you're going to go see Spencer Jones and you're going to go see Jason Dominguez.
Yeah.
But now when these two guys are pitching, you see a guy hit 102 miles an hour. You don't see that in the major leagues,
right,
let alone the minor leagues. And Elmer Rodriguez, again, a great pitcher, six pitches, as I mentioned. And, they're still finding their footing in AAA. But again, get up there, see the Rail Riders. They're back in town next week.
How's the team doing so far?
They're doing okay. They're right around the 500 mark. I think they're underwhelming. I think we expect a lot because they are highly touted with a lot of prospects on their team this year.
Right.
But I think, again, I think they have to find their footing, some new AAA guys, and, it's early in the season.
All right, sir. You wanted to talk about the Penguins. They are bound for the playoffs.
Yeah, our other professional team in their area.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they clinched the second spot in the Atlantic Division playoffs. So that means they get a bye, which is good for them because the last 2 years they lost to Lehigh Valley in the opening round of the Calder Cup playoffs. So they get a bye, and then they reseed. So they have about a week off, week and a half off.
Okay.
And then they see they go in the division play. So it's not conference play. It's division play. So Providence is first.
Okay.
Penguins are second. Charlotte third. Bridgeport. And then they're still fighting it out for the five and six spots in the playoffs. So they'll reseed, see who they get. Most likely they get Charlotte, kind of a nemesis for the team.
Okay.
Calder Cup playoffs, Calder Cup champs.
Right.
But you know what? We'll see because, remember, Pittsburgh is in the playoffs.
Right.
So they're going to take a lot of if they need players, they're going to take the best players. But all year long, whoever Kirk McDonald put in the lineup, they have performed.
Okay. When are they home again, by the way?
They're home tonight and tomorrow night. Final regular season game on my TV, WQMY, is Saturday night at 6:05.
All right, sir. Let's talk about some women's college flag football.
Yeah, why don't we? This is something new. Last couple years, we know flag football has been established in the PIAA. It's still finding the ground in the high school level, especially in northeastern central Pennsylvania.
Right.
But colleges, there's at least three that I know of, Marywood, Keystone, and Penn State Schuylkill, where I visited this past week. On Monday, I'll have a story about flag football on our Fox 56 News First at 10. And I talked to some of the players about, why they're playing.
Okay. So let's hear from Sierra Wisniewski.
So I've always played volleyball my whole life, but I always said football was my favorite sport. I loved watching it with my family. I loved watching it with my dad. So when I had the opportunity to play, I was going to go out there and give it my all. So I grew up playing with my brothers, like, in the street, playing, like, just double-touch football. So when I had the opportunity to play, I did not only for myself, but for a future for my nieces, so they can see that this is an opportunity for them to grow up and play flag as well. Oh, this is monumental. I think it's absolutely amazing that we have it here at college. Not only that, like, we're sponsored by the Jets as well. So an NFL team is, like, backing our school. So I think having that support, not only from our community, but from national football teams, is really awesome.
All right. So, Sierra, tell us a little bit about her, Bob. She's what year?
She's a fourth-year player. She's from North Schuylkill. Mm-hmm. As you heard, she played other sports, and she loved football growing up. Okay. And it seems to be, you know, what the team is about. I talked to them and Keystone College that they played. Mm-hmm. In fact, Keystone College won the game.
Okay.
They play full quarters.
Right.
It's a condensed field. It's a flag football field, football rules. But, hey, the girls were competitive in it.
Right.
Keystone won the game, that game anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So get out there. You know, it wasn't bad football.
Yeah.
It was just regular flag football. There's good athletes out there. They're having a good time.
Right.
And they're having, I think the competitiveness is what I was impressed with. Because both teams wanted to win. It wasn't bad. So we'll have that story on Monday night, and you can see it then.
And, sir, you wanted to also talk about high school softball.
Yeah, back in the Schuylkill League. It was a 2-for-1 on Tuesday for me.
Down in the Schuylkill.
And the Schuylkill League, Division I, some of the best softball in the state.
Yeah.
The last 3 years, they've had three teams win. Blue Mountain won back-to-back. Pine Grove won last year. This is state championship level softball. They played for the first time this season.
Okay.
It was it was a rough game for both teams. I think there were nerves. There's some new players in there.
Okay.
It had some good moments and some bad moments.
Mm-hmm.
As you saw last night on the Fox 56 News First at 10, and you can see on our Fox56.com, there's some great players.
Okay.
Callie Levy is going to Florida State. There's some good players on both sides. So both teams have aspirations, not only winning districts, but winning states, adding North Schuylkill in there in that division. Again, some of the best softball in the state, right in the Schuylkill League.
Anything else you're looking forward to this time of year?
Again, Penguins playoffs, I think, is the biggest thing coming our way. We'll see how they do. They have a team that could win the Calder Cup championship if they get a hot goalie.
Okay. Bob, thanks.
You're welcome.
And folks, we'll see you next week.